here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspapers say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Tunnel. In the days of the roving Cisco Kid, the present town of Altaville, California, was called Cherokee Flat. It was a mining town that had seen its best days, but which, carried on the impetus of the recent past, still had a fairly sizable population. For the most part, however, the Cherokee Flat Hotel was avoided by residents and informed travelers. And as our story opens back in the 1870s, it is the hotel which motivates the discussion in the office of the United States Marshal at the county seat in Jackson.
So that is the situation, Senor Marshal, eh?
It's it, Cisco. Now, will you and your partner help me out?
Oh, before I answer that, Senor Marshal, let me be sure I understand what you want Pancho and me to do.
Marshal wants us to go to Cherokee Flat and get arrested, Cisco.
Well, only because I believe that's the quickest way to find out who's committing those hotel robberies. I'll send word to the sheriff. He's over in Cherokee Flat now to arrest you two as wanted men.
And then you, Senor Marshal, will come over in the disguise of a bandito and let the word get around that you want help in breaking us out of jail. Is that the idea?
Exactly, Cisco. And I may get an offer of assistance from the bandits.
Bandidos like to help the fellow bandidos out from the jail, no?
Two questions, Senor Marshal. First, who owns that hotel?
Iron Jaw Mary.
Who?
Iron Jaw?
She's called that because she never stops talking. She's quite a character up in this country. But I'm not so sure but what she has a connection with those outlaws.
And who is the sheriff?
New man came in last fall's election. Name's Haney.
What'd you say? Sheriff Haney?
A tall, spare man with sandy hair and a drooping mustachio?
That's Haney. Why? You two know him?
We know that hombre from all over the West, Senor Marshal.
What was he want to arrest us? For nothing.
Well, that's fine. What do you say, Cisco?
Very well. We will help you. But under the circumstances, I do not look forward to meeting up with Sheriff Haney.
Take a look out of the window, Mole. Damn, that stagecoach was getting in.
It ain't got in yet, Hedge. At least it ain't in front of the hotel. Getting dark out now, too. You sure the gold will be on that stage?
I got word from our spotter upcountry that it would be. That means till tomorrow morning stage goes out, they'll have to leave the gold in the hotel safe. It's the only safe in town.
You're a good one, Hedge. You made good money when you owned the hotel, and you're making good money with this here store, and yet you keep on holding people up.
Maybe it's the excitement of it, Mole. That and the fact of the old mine tunnel under the street.
Goes right from under the hotel to that boarded-up room you got down under this store.
Nobody knows a thing about it, either.
You built that secret compartment over it, didn't you, Hedge?
Yeah. Built it up to the wall of the first floor corridor in the hotel. And I built that secret door into the corridor wall.
Hey, there's a stagecoach now. Come on, we'll have a look.
Yeah.
And there's the green box, Hedge. They're lugging it into the hotel.
Yeah, looks as if the sheriff's going to stay on guard out front.
He's sending a man out to the back of the hotel, too.
Yeah, a lot of good that'll do him when we come up inside the hotel. Get out the mats and the guns and cut a length of rope hole. We're going to use that tunnel again tonight.
Hurry me, boy. Don't hurry me. The door will open as soon as I finish with this here combination, and not a four. One quarter, turn left, one half, turn right, and... there she is, and what do we see, gents? Why, we see the door open. Well, put in the gold, boys, and any bandit that gets that will have to go some. Yes, sir, he's going to have to be a rip-snorting Lollapalooza. Yeah, that's the stuff, and it'll be ready for you in the morning, boys. Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff Haney, come in here, will you?
What you want, Mary?
Here's a message for you. Just come in on the stage.
Yeah,
and another thing. Are you going to stay on guard outside or in this here office?
By Judas Priest, the marshal says Cisco's thought to be a traveler
this
way.
Sheriff, you better stay in here till supper time. You can keep guard on this gold a little closer.
I'll stay outside, Mary. Got a double lookout to keep now. You know, but what do I need more ammunition? That's Cisco kid.
Oh, fiddlesticks. With gold in a safe and a lunkhead of a sheriff and bandits rob my guests in the hotel corridors. Well, it's just a wonder I ain't just a nervous wreck.
Don't make a sound.
Why, you masked coyote.
Now open that safe.
Oh,
quick.
I will not. Why, you.
I'll give you till I count three. One, two.
Yeah, all right. I ain't hankering to die.
Well, get ready to tie her partner and put a gag in her mouth.
Right, just soon she gets that door open. All right, now sit down on the floor, ma'am. Put your hand behind your back.
Hurry up. I'll get the gold out.
Why couldn't that fool sheriff have stayed inside here?
Yeah, give me a hand with this box. It's heavy.
All right.
Now, down the corridor.
We're in luck. Ain't a soul in the lobby.
Ain't more than two or three guests in the whole hotel. There. And now wait till I get this wall door open here.
All right.
Into the compartment now. Hustle. Yeah.
Hey. You hear the sheriff say something about needing more ammunition, Head?
Yeah. We better leave this gold down here for now and hustle back to the store. If he comes in, we ought to be there.
All right, come on. That holdup was easy.
Yeah, it'll have him guessing, too. Hey, up the stairs, Mole, come on. Hey.
Just made it in time, Head.
Evening, Sheriff. What can I do for you?
Box 44s.
44s it is, Sheriff. Here you are.
Hey, ain't you a mite out of breath?
Yeah, I wouldn't wonder. Me and Mole been unpacking some heavy stuff downstairs.
Oh. Just put that on the bill. I'll settle up before I go back to Jackson. I may need this ammunition and I may not. Hey, you fellas ever hear of the Cisco kid?
Seems as if I have, Sheriff.
Yeah, I have. What about him?
I just got a letter here saying Cisco's wanted for bank robbery. What in thunder's
going on? Sounds like Iron Joe Mary.
Sheriff, where in thunder are you? Help!
I'm on the way, Mary.
We've been robbed, Sheriff. Oh, Sheriff.
Gag must have slipped.
Yeah, no harm done. You better follow the sheriff over there, Mole. It's the natural thing to do. If you can, find out what that talk about Cisco meant.
Is the town of Cherokee Flats, Cisco?
Si. Now, Pancho, remember when we get to the hotel, we act guilty. Uh-huh. As if we were escaping from the law.
Si, but Pancho act hungry, too, because Pancho hungry.
Very well. Now, do not forget.
When I forget.
Well, here's the hotel. Hotel, who?
Who?
All right, let us go in, Chico.
Act guilty and act hungry. Hombre stand around and talk, Cisco. Something happened, no?
Never mind that. Buenas noches, señorita. Can we get some supper at once?
Si, Pancho, hungry.
Hello, I don't know, mister. Had a robbery here half hour ago. Ain't thought much about food since. Say, who are you two?
Tell no one, senorita, but I am the Cisco Kid. Huh? And this is mi compañero Pancho. We must have food at once. We cannot stop long.
Yes. Sheriff! Sheriff, if you're upstairs, come down here quick. There's a couple of rough-looking hombres here.
Yeah, be right there, Mary.
So far, our plan is working nicely, Pancho. When Sheriff Haney gets here, act very guilty.
Well, where is the coyotes? I'll drill them with my guns.
Santos, Pancho, now we are in trouble.
Cisco, Pancho.
Well, arrest these two, Sheriff. I got a hunch that they robbed me.
Oh, no, I ain't arresting these fellas.
What'd you say, Sheriff? But Pancho very guilty.
You know, sir, I arrested this here Cisco Kid before, and each time it made a monkey out of me, because Cisco is ours on the side of the law.
Will you hurry and get us the food, senorita? We are being followed. We must be on our way.
Listen to him, will you? I don't know what you got up your sleeve this time, Cisco, but I bet it's good.
Well, I don't like the looks of these two. And I won't have them in my hotel. Now, you get out. Now, go on, get out.
As you will, senorita.
Not a speck that, Cisco. Now what do we do?
Yeah, we'll have to change our plans. We'll ride out of town, Pancho, in full view of those hombres. And later, we'll sneak back and get into the hotel. I want to look that place over.
You heard everything they said, Amol?
Yeah. Something mighty funny about why that Cisco kid's in town, Hedge. If he's here to run down the robberies...
Yeah. But... Take a look out the back window there. See if their horses are still over there by the hotel.
Yes, they are. Cisco and his partner just walking back to him. Looks as if they're getting ready to ride out of town.
Maybe that's a blind.
Well?
They might be back. Amol, you've got eyes like a cat. Stay outside and keep them eyes open and let me know if Cisco does come back.
And if he does?
He won't live long.
We've been gone long enough, Cisco?
I think so. It is late. Everyone in the hotel should be asleep. Well, leave our horses here, Pancho, in this clump of trees.
Can't you see a light in the hotel, Cisco?
Senorita may still be up. We'll try to get into one of these ground floor rooms, Chico. With this one here.
What, is somebody in the room?
We'll have to take that chance. I'll light a match and shield it with my hands. No one in the room. In through the window, Pancho, quickly. Wait in here until we are sure everyone is asleep.
Pancho, very sleepy, Cisco. Pancho, lay down in the bed just for a minute.
Very well, Chico, but try to stay awake.
Pancho, not go to sleep, Cisco. Pancho, stay wide awake. Not go to sleep. Not go to...
I might have known. I'd better try this door out in the corridor. It's unlocked. No one in the corridor. But that light is still burning in the office. And we'll wait a while longer. Watch out. Wake up. What is the use? He cannot lie down anywhere without going to sleep. Watch out. Wake up. Someone is outside in the corner. Pancho!
All right, drill him, Roy!
Cisco's problem is whether to stay with Pancho or to rush out into the hotel corridor after the bandits. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welch rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And, of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients. And it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Tunnel. The United States Marshal planned to locate the mysterious hotel bandits in Cherokee Flats by having Sheriff Haney arrest the Cisco Kid and Poncho, the idea being that the bandits might then come to the aid of Cisco and Poncho and thus reveal their identities. But the plan went wrong when the sheriff refused to arrest our friends. Hearing about it, the outlaws became suspicious, trailed Cisco and Poncho, and in the darkness of a hotel room fired at them. Poncho, asleep on the bed, fell groaning to the floor. Now...
Poncho! Poncho! Did any of those bullets hit you?
Why the bullets? Poncho, smell the guns, Padre Cisco.
You are all right. I must find out where those banditos went.
Now, what in thunder's going on? Here, Sheriff! Oh, Sheriff!
Be right down, as soon as I get my shirt on.
Oh, well, never mind your shirt. Just hurry up, So it's you again, Cisco Kid, huh?
Senorita, did anyone go down the corridor that way, past you?
No, but... Now, look here. Don't try to sidetrack me, you buzzard. Shooting guns in my hotel this time of night. Yeah, Sheriff!
Come in.
This Cisco Kid will tell you. This time you grab him, Sheriff, and you heave the scoundrel into jail now.
Cisco.
Oh, Sheriff, well, yeah, now you know very well.
I just smell the gunfire.
Look here, Cisco. There's no call for all that, no
way. Oh, grab the cuss, Sheriff.
Maybe somebody do shoot at Poncho.
Not this time, Mary, but I
yeah,
swear.
Right now, right now, and this one, too.
Get to all of you. Sheriff Haney, did anyone go up those stairs?
No, they didn't. But if
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I wasn't asleep. I'd have heard them. Why, well,
Sheriff, will you do your duty and handcuff these Marys?
Un momento, senorita. Poncho and I did not fire those shots. We were shot at.
By who, Cisco? That's what I want to know. By who?
Poncho want to know, too.
The banditos must have gone past one of you. That bedroom door is the only door in this corridor. The banditos either had to go up those stairs or along the corridor, that way.
Poncho think it's ghosts.
No, Poncho.
Ghosts.
Oh, that's the way it's been all along. They come into the hotel somehow, I don't know, and I rob my guest, and they plain vanish.
Poncho, like to get out from here, Cisco. Ghosts.
Poncho, wait.
I say ghosts.
Senorita, when you heard the banditos talk, did their voices sound like mine or Poncho's?
Well, no, can't say they did, but... Come to think of it, I recollect there was something familiar about them voices.
Now, try to remember who they were, senorita. Poncho, let us go out and look around the place. You too, Sheriff. Quickly.
Good thing we waited here in this wall partition hedge. Good thing the wall's thin enough so we could hear what they said, too.
You heard Mary say there was something familiar about our voices.
I sure did.
Now that she's got that idea in her head, she's going to connect us with them voices sooner or later.
Back at the store, we can plan something out.
I ain't got to plan anything out. I know right now.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, the kitchen's just off this end of the lobby. I think I heard Mary go into the kitchen just a minute ago.
Well, she does her baking for next day every night about this time.
Cisco and his partner and the sheriff are searching the stable, ain't they?
Well, that's what I heard Cisco say.
Yeah. Mighty lucky for us these partitions are thin. Come on, Mole. Go through this door in the corridor wall. Throw a coat over Mary's head. We'll tie her and carry her down in the tunnel. So come on, let's go. Yeah, she's got her back turned to us.
What do you want me to do?
Put this rope around her after I get the coat over her head. We'll have to work fast. Cisco may be back here any minute. Come on.
Let us wait here in front of the hotel for the sheriff, Poncho.
What do we do next, Cisco?
Poncho, I admit I am stumped.
Same as Poncho stumped. The Poncho still think maybe the ghost is Cisco.
Stop talking of ghosts. There is no such thing. Now, let me see if I can reason this out. The stagecoach would stop about here.
And they take the ghosts in that door, no?
See, unless they took it in the back door. Gold. They dig holes in the earth to get gold. And this was a mining town.
What that got to do with the bandido, Cisco?
That store is right across the street. The other buildings are not near the hotel.
Yes, but Pancho don't understand.
The senorita was tied with brand new rope, Chico. Rope that could have come from that store.
Dig holes, store across the street, the new rope. Pancho, all mixed
up. Come on, Pancho. I want to ask the senorita about the history of this hotel. We may have the answer.
Senorita not here in the office, Chico.
Well, there's a lamp lighted out in the kitchen. This way, Chico.
Not here in the kitchen, either.
Senorita! Senorita Mary! Hello, Pancho.
Huh?
A bag of flour overturned.
Ooh.
Chair upside down. A couple of pots and pans on the floor.
Look like the fight to Pancho.
Say, someone stepped in the flour. The print of an hombre's boot. Hey, here's another one. A larger print.
Two hombres, Chico.
They came into the kitchen and took the senorita with them. Let us go back to that corridor, Chico. Hurry. There's a faint trace of flour on the floor there. They came into this corridor. Now, let me test this wall.
But, Chico, if they go through the wall, it must be the... You know what?
Quieto. As I thought. A secret panel door is in this corridor wall. Unless I miss my guess, the door catch is right there under that bulge.
Looks as good a ladder go down there.
Say, Pancho, when we are going down that ladder, you better get ready for trouble, and plenty of it.
Turn down that lantern a little bit, Mole. I don't like any light to get too bright.
And anything you say, Hedge. Except that I ain't going to kill a woman.
You ain't got no choice now. She knows who we are. We can't risk letting her go.
And you had to call me by name.
All right, all right, all right. Forget it.
Well, you can count me out on this one, Hedge.
You want me to let her go, huh?
Well, no, but...
You bet you don't. Unless you want to wind up in jail mighty quick.
What are you going to do?
Set the hotel afire. That'll burn up all the evidence.
Maybe set store afire, too, if the wind's right.
That's our gamble, Mole. Now, I'll start the fire going at the foot of the compartment. It'll climb up into the hotel. Come on.
Shall I bring the lantern?
No, leave it. Gives enough light along the tunnel. Wait a minute. There's a beam of light coming down that ladder.
Yeah, where's it coming from?
Wall door must be open. Somebody's on that ladder.
Let's get out of here, quick.
That won't do no good. They'll just follow the tunnel into the store, and then we'll be caught.
Have to fight it out here, huh?
Yeah, we've got the drop on them. Let them come on. Now draw your guns, Mole. There they are. Open up on them.
Don't punch you, quick!
Them blasted.
I'm now going to have a closer look at you, Bandidos.
Get him, Mole.
Now that I can reach his jaw with my fist, and I think I can.
Yeah.
Oh!
Dad, put him asleep for a while, Cisco. I'll give you the Bandido.
I'll do my best, Pancho.
No, no, you don't. I'll bash your head in with the butt of this gun.
That is a false notion, Bandidos, as I will try to prove to you right now.
That put the other one to sleep, too. Sheriff Haney, Cisco.
What in thunder's all the shooting down here? I found that wall door. Why didn't you tell me, Cisco?
There was no time to tell you, Senor Sheriff. You better put the handcuffs on those two bandidos. I'll go look for the senorita.
Pancho, go with you.
I ain't happy about you not letting me know, Cisco.
He get over that, Cisco.
Si. Santos, there is the senorita with a coat thrown over her head. I'll get the coat off, amigo. You set her free. There you are, senorita.
Oh, them scoundrels. Just let me get my hands on them. Just let me grab them.
They are in custody of the sheriff, senorita. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. But I'm mad clean through, Cisco. I'm really mad, and by the jumping Jupiter...
The sheriff's mad too, senorita.
Yes, I am. Hey, get your hands up, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
What are you talking about? Put away that gun, Sheriff.
You gone crazy loco on the head, Sheriff?
I'm arresting you for slowing down the due process of the law by not telling me right off quick when you found that door.
Just a minute, Sheriff Haney.
You listen to Pancho. You not can do this.
Well, by thunder, I'm going to do it.
Put that gun away before I lose my temper.
Pancho already lose his temper.
My nerves are so nervous.
sheriff got over his mad, huh?
Si, senorita. We talked him out of arresting us.
That's good. As soon as he shows up, we can all sit down and eat.
Pancho never smelled the food so good, senorita.
I reckon it's the least I can do for you two, saving my life and catching them two scoundrels.
You feed us the meal like this one every time we catch the bandidos. We stay around and catch a lot of bandidos for you, no?
Well, that's all right with me. Yeah.
It is an idea, Pancho, rather a strenuous one. But in exchange for such a fine meal, you should give the senorita a good big hug.
Si, a good idea, Cisco. Pancho do that right now, like this.
Well, one good hug deserves another, so here's a couple for good measure. One for you, Cisco.
Gracias, senorita.
And one for you, Pancho. Oh, this is a great big one. You little cutie, you.
You Pancho like this game, Cisco. Almost as good as eating, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Sheriff Haney, take those bandidos to the jail in Jackson.
Si. And the judge gave them a very stiff sentence, as they deserve. They are now in prison.
Almost bad enough for those bandidos to have to eat Sheriff Haney's cooking, Cisco.
Oh, did the sheriff cook for them while they were awaiting trial?
Yeah. Found you in the jail kitchen one time.
And the food was not good?
Oof. Not good. The soup the sheriff make. Oof. Very bad soup.
Did the prisoners tell you it was bad soup, Pancho?
Oh, the prisoners tell Pancho. A little bird tell Pancho.
A little bird told you?
Yeah, a little bird tell Pancho.
Just what kind of a little bird would tell you the soup was bad?
One little swallow.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh. Abbiamo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.